afternoon, my friends. This is Carolyn Evers speaking to you from the Messenger. And this Saturday, we had planned to give a lot of information about Archangel Michael, to do some readings. And between last week and this week, I had received a lot of information from different people in spirit, and they have come forth to talk about what is going on in Yellowstone Park. And so we're going to have a lot of information today about just exactly what's going on in Yellowstone. However, Archangel Michael wanted me to give this little message to you first. And he is hoping that as many people as possible tune in next week, because even though this is very important about Yellowstone, next week perhaps might even be more important, because we're going to be talking about an individual who came along with Archangel Michael, who has been working with him through all of the different galaxies, came here to Earth with Archangel Michael, and he was a Lemurian. Not only was he a Lemurian, but he was a highly developed Lemurian, because he worked with energies. This is his ability through the past lifetime that he just transitioned, and what something that is coming in the future. And what is coming in the future has been prophesied by Mother Mary in her different apparitions to children, one of them Fatima, and Mother Mary called this the warning. Now, what the warning is every soul in the world at one time is going to see their soul as God sees their soul. And this gentleman who is going to be working with a large group in spirit is going to be bringing these energies down to Earth. And there are 8 people in the world who have committed to help him tie those energies down on Earth. And this individual that we are talking about, you know him as Pope John Paul, who recently transitioned. And the reason Archangel Michael wants to make sure that you listen to the program next week is because there's a lot of people who are not too happy with the dogma of the church, and he wants you to look beyond that and understand that he was a man of energy, and what he came to accomplish, he actually did accomplish. So please listen next week if possible. I'd like to introduce Mattia Michelson to you, because she is going to be doing the Archangel Michael readings, and we are going to have 2 individuals who send an email to her. She will do a reading for them from Archangel Michael. And Mattia, are you there?
Hello, Carolyn.
Hello, dear. What I'd like for you to do, Mattia, is if you would be kind enough to give your email address so 2 blessed people in the audience can hear directly from Archangel Michael. Would you give that now, dear?
The email address would be Archangel, Archangel, at WISP, WISP, WEST.net.
And one last thing, would you give the website address for Archangel Michael's book, Earth History?
It is www.archangelmichaelsconclave.com.
Very important address, so don't forget that. And Mattia, thank you, dear. We'll be back with you for some more information after I tell the story about Mont Saint Michel, the very first time that I worked with him. And this is a sacred site. It is in Brittany, and there has been a lot of wars in that area over a period of time, just to give you that little history. And it was one of the reasons why Archangel Michael called me there to work with him. And
as I came to this magnificent church of his that has been dedicated to him, what I saw before I got there, and see, when I'm on a journey to sacred sites, what I usually see in my third eye is some sort of information that pertains to the site itself. And so as I approached this sacred site, I closed my eyes, and what I saw was a cross that was red. And there was energy going from each arm of the cross, and then it formed into what seemed like a tunnel, and it seemed like it was moving, and it got to a point where it then turned into rays of white light, which moved into circles. And these circles kept moving and dividing until it covered a large area. And intuitively, I knew that this red streak was a string, that a new science then, this was back in September of 2000, they were talking about the string theory. And so these circles that I was seeing that was part of the string theory, or what we know of as a string theory, was tying down energy or matter through sacred geometry. And so as we're driving down the road, I have to tell you, there's no other scene in the world as gorgeous as this, because it is a large bay, and in the middle of this bay, it appears to be an enormous rock. And on top of this rock is this magnificent, large, gorgeous Gothic cathedral with a very large statue of Archangel Michael on the top. And nestled at the foot of this Gothic cathedral is a medieval town. And surrounding the town is a wall, like any other walled city. You actually, when you walk through that, you feel like you're in another time and place. And so the reason that I got all of this information that was very specific is because when I go on sacred trips, what I usually do is take a tape recorder to take down notes. And so when I approached there after I had seen these images, I started to receive this message mentally, which I transferred right into the tape recorder. And that's why I have these words, and I want to share them with you, because they're so extraordinarily beautiful. And you really, I'd like for you to listen for two reasons. First of all, you get a very understanding picture of who and what Archangel Michael is and how he relates to us as humans. And then the second thing that I want you really to listen to is how we work with the spiritual hierarchy to produce things, clearings, protections, changes here on Earth, and this is going to be extremely important to the Earth in the future. And so this is actually what he said. He said, the best way to experience him was to feel the connection through the land. And so I tried to tune into him through the land, and what I felt was a mighty spirit full of life, love, unlike anything else that I've ever experienced before. And the closest thing that I could use to express my feelings would be how one feels when they look at some mighty wonder in the earth, such as the Grand Canyon or the Matterhorn found in the Alps. That was how I felt inside of my heart. There was magnificence here that you just didn't want to end. And I wanted to enjoy that connection and that majesty, and I wanted it to last forever. And so that was the first feeling that I felt, and I did sense him. And so I made my way up to the top of the rock, to the cathedral, but he wanted me to stop first in a little chapel on the way, which I did. And I sat in front of the statue, and there's a beautiful statue in there. And he told me he wanted to imagine that I was high above the mount looking down. He wanted me to clear the land. And that sounded like a pretty big job. I wasn't sure how I was going to be able to do that. And he said all he needed
was for me just to be willing to help, and he would clear the land. And what I found out then is that the spirit hierarchy needs human beings willing to bring their free will and join their efforts to accomplish changes in the world. And so that is what I'm finding in, and this is an important lesson for what's going on today in the world. All spirit needs are people who are willing to cooperate with them. That spirit can't work alone. They need us. And I have to tell you, that was a revelation to me. So, looking at the historic aspect of the mount, it spans a period of over 1,000 years that this has existed there, and at times it was a fortress for the French during the Hundred Years' War with England. It was an abbey. There were political prisoners there at some point, and in modern times there was intense warfare during World War II, since this was part of the Normandy coast. And so even though this was such a place of beauty, there had been so much pain and suffering that had connected or collected in the energy field surrounding the area, and it was this pain and suffering that Archangel wished to clear. There were soldiers there who didn't realize that they had crossed over into the astral planes, and they needed help to find the light of progression. And so what I was told is that there are fields all around the earth, and that these fields around the globe are shaped somewhat like a soccer ball, and so that energy, positive or negative, can accumulate in these pockets. And they'll saturate an area with a residue. And so if the earth is to progress, these pockets of negative residue must be transmuted. So that's what we were there about. And it reminded me of something that Shakespeare had mentioned in one of his plays, that our deeds live beyond us. How true it is. And so I'm going to read now the exact message that he gave me. And this is what he said. I am here. This is home of sorts, away from home. My energies are anchored here. I wanted you to report close to where my spirit is. I wanted you to feel who I am. I could have given this message in many other places, but because my energy is anchored here, you can feel me. I am not in the churches, but in the land. The church is the outward sign of veneration. The inward sign is the integration of my spirit in the land. I can be experienced in many ways. The best way to experience me is to feel that connection. Understand my being by sharing with me the land, this point is an energy field. Some would call it a vortex. It's beautiful, is it not? The pictures you were seeing was energy as it first came forth. You saw the stone as it came forth from the creative forces to this planet. You interpreted correctly. You saw it come as a red streak, and what you saw was what the new science is calling a string. That was the red undulating pattern. When it came to this land, the energies came from the cosmos and were anchored to this spot through sacred geometry. I protect here that the energies radiate out. Your purpose, dear one, is to heal and clear away all the past agonies, terrors, deaths, butchery, anger, cruelty. It is a new age. It's time to be cleansed from the earth. All we needed was your intent. There were many wars here. Many soldiers died from all countries. Some were in armor. Some were in modern clothes. All left a residue on the inner planes. This is a very important point upon the earth, anchoring the energy from the cosmos. Your clearing will help stabilize new energies. You are drawing ever closer to the land I love. There is a romance between it and me. It is not just the spot where I have anchored my energies, but the country that comes from it and the world that revolves around it. I am in love with it all. I am in love with the people, the flowers, and the animals. I am in love with pure hearts, and I love dancing in the light. I love little birds, roses, and babies, stones eating. Anything that you can perceive through your eyes, I love. I love the sunrises and the sunsets. I love the shadows and the moonbeams. I love mountains and plains. I love everything that was formed here and lives upon it. I love dogs, cuckoo clocks, dances, and rituals. Your loves are my love. Your space is my space. Your tears are my tears. Your babies are my babies. Your heart is my heart. There is a tempo between you and me. It is a love affair. I love the energy that goes between us, the creativity that encompasses us. I love the creator that made us. I love the bridges between us. I love these exciting times. I love the wispy threads of the past, the preponderances of the future. I love the moment of the now. You and I have had a long time together. You and I have seen much. You and I are on a journey home. And so we thank you for clearing these spaces. We thank you for being here. We thank you for helping us because it is not possible without the human intent. Spirit cannot enter the plane of the human and make the changes that are necessary without the cooperation of the beings of light. The light you bring here allows all to change and grow because become more than you are. It allows the inner planes to be cleared of the negativity. It allows the soldiers to be put to rest. It allows the sounds of the battlefields to be quieted. It allows the repose of the anguish. It allows the future of freedom. It allows gentle streams, rolling mountainsides, rising hills, summer love, winter fun. It allows all the hopes and dreams of tomorrow. It allows the goodness of today come from the shadows. It allows oppression to recede. The light allows all of this. It allows all of us to dance in the joy of harmony. Yet your light allows joyful tomorrows for everyone. It makes new dawns, new delights, new hope, new thoughts, and new love. The light allows all of this and much more beyond your contemplation. When you grow more as a race, you will understand some of the other possibilities that is way beyond your expectation now. But for now, it is enough to say thank you. The light allows the earth to be more centered, focused, and advanced. It allows Mother Earth's movement more quietly into the new tomorrow. So what we can say is bon voyage, happy times, dance in the light with laughter and peace. When I returned home and started to write this, dear Archangel gave me these additional thoughts. This place was dedicated to me because I live there, a home away from home. I have been given this privilege of guarding the new land of Earth. It is new compared to the long history of spiritual evolution. This was my project to oversee, along with others who helped me. This land is the connecting factor of spiritual life. This spot feeds the spiritual circuit between angelic realms and the dense matter of Earth. I long to tell my brothers and sisters that I am here for them. Look towards my light. I have answers for your discernment to bring about change in your life. I came here many years ago to start this wonderful experiment. It has come full circle. Only many are unaware of the choices and possibilities for new growth. I have given words for advancement to many on your plane. Seek out my tutelage. I have much to offer. You are my friends by declaration. I was given authority here. Because I love all the works of the Creator, I especially love this land and planet. I have watched your struggles over the years and have grown to love your courage. There have been many people dedicated to God who have passed through the doors of life where you call home. Feel this land in its pictures, but also feel through your intention. Feel the peace of the calm seas and the charge of the force of the waves. There is power and serenity in this, and in many ways acts like a mirror of the human situation in life. We in spirit on this side of your veil hold you all in great love and find you valiant in your quest to follow the Creator's command to explore creation. You are the roving reporters of the universe. You implement the ideas of the Creator and work on them. In this case, you were working to bring heaven on earth. God's law is supreme. Nothing will hold back the destiny of that law. It is the law of love. God's will be entwined in the life you find there, from the bird to the stone, to the monument on this mount. God's victory is guaranteed. God's expression is in all you see with human eyes and feel with human hearts. God is all entwined within all of this. It is time for my family to gather together for the homecoming. It is near, and God's victory is near. Alleluia, alleluia. I kneel at the Creator's feet and give homage to their works. This land is certainly one of God's works. There were many who took a hand in making this beautiful land. God gave the blueprint, and we implemented it and watched it and protected it. You will be bringing forth their will on this plain. You are the great implementers. You will bring down the love in flesh and in action and in the physical world. We assist you. The plan was God's. We in spirit carried the plan, but you in the physical will tie it down in this world. You will make it happen. It was a long and arduous path. We can see the actualization of that path on your planet Earth. It was a long time coming. We all made it happen. And so I hope you feel the love in that message that I felt when I first heard it, and actually every time that I read it. And I want to ask Mattia to comment on the fact that we all call him Archangel Michael, but he does not call himself Archangel Michael. So, Mattia, explain what he the name he prefers to be used for him.
Okay. The meaning of the name Michael in today's interpretation of the English language is like the Lord, originating from the Aramaic. Michael is the English pronunciation of the name and has the same or similar meaning. The reason that he prefers the pronunciation of Michael is that it is from the original Aramaic language. Aramaic is the language of light, and according to Sylvia Brown, it is the common language spoken in the fourth dimension. It is also the language spoken by Jesus while on earth, and this is the reason that Mel Gibson chose to film The Passion using Aramaic and Latin, preserving the original meaning and intent of the words. Aramaic contains the pure tones and higher vibration of the originally intended sound. And since sound is one of the ways to achieve healing of the light body, toning or speaking the version of the original pronunciation, Michael, is invoking more powerful energy when saying his name. It is more in keeping with the pronunciations of the other archangels as well. So there is Raphael, Uriel, Gabriel, Zadkiel, Chemiel, Jophiel, and Michael. But he wants all to be assured that he will answer no matter what we call him.
Thank you, Mattia. Don't forget, send Mattia an email if you want if you want a reading from Archangel Michael. There's only two that we'll be giving, so the first two that send her the email are going to be the lucky ones. Did you want to give your email one more time in case people didn't hear that, Mattia?
Okay, it is archangel@wispwest.net, and that is wispwest.net.
Thank you, Mattia. We were planning on having the whole program tonight on Archangel Michael, but we're going to shift gears now, and we're going to go to Yellowstone. And this information came from Mother Mary, and it's something that I think I really do need to read in its entirety. It's not very long. It's short. And she says, "We have been watching very carefully the movement of plates whereby the North American plate is becoming very..."
Hello? We have a caller online for you?
If she wants a reading, did she want a reading? That's a good...
Did you want to take calls while you're on the air?
I don't think we'll I don't think we'll have enough time to.
Okay, well, remove the caller. I'm sorry, caller. She's not taking calls this program.
How do I listen to her?
How does she what? We're going to start at the very top on this because this is very important. It's coming from Mother Mary, and she's talking about the American plate. And what she is saying is we've been watching very carefully the movement of plates, whereby the North American plate is becoming very unsteady. Not all of this is due to HAARP, though some of it is. Some of the fracturing of the North American plate is due to the fact that the plates are aging. Combining both of these factors together, there is approaching a period where possibility is moving towards the window of probability. So we use this warning again for humanity to meditate and join in with those who would come to Yellowstone and help change the pattern of destruction. You do not really know how important this is. We have issued calls to my children in the past to meditate and change consciousness, and we have been denied. Some of you pray for a short period of time, and your everyday activities takes your attention with you, and you forget. Let it be known that there is no forgetting what is beneath your feet. What is beneath your feet is dire, and unless you get serious and take this to heart, I will not be able to protect you any longer. I have protected you in ways that you do not understand because I am your Earth Mother, but there is only so much that I can do to help alleviate what surely will come unless you honor my request. And she just signs it Mother Mary, and she says, your mother and your intercessor to the creative forces for a safe and humane change of dimensions and clearing of the Earth as Gaia works her call to align herself with her blueprint. Now, this aging plate that is beneath Yellowstone is something that other light workers are very much aware of. And Mattia, we know that Rona Herman, who is also another very dedicated light worker for Archangel Michael, is planning on taking a group to Yellowstone to help in this matter. Would you be kind enough? Are you there, Mattia?
Yes.
Would you be kind enough to tell the listeners when Rona is going and how they can get the information on this trip? Where do they need to go?
Okay, the seminar will be held in Gardner, Montana, which is at the Yellowstone North Gate. They can check the information and sign up at Rona's website to see if they're being called to help with this activity. Her website is www.ronastar.com, R-O-N-N-A-S-T-A-R.com, and they can find all the information there. It's not the usual seminar because it is assisting with the problems at Yellowstone.
Thank you, Mattia. Now, Archangel Michael has come forth to describe what is happening underneath of a plate system. And it probably is one of the reasons why he asked Rona to go there. But here he's actually giving a description of what is happening. We have been called forth by our messenger to discuss the conditions of Yellowstone National Park and the unbalance found there. You understand that HAARP has been affecting the ionosphere in a manner that causes myriad problems elsewhere. Heating the ionosphere bounces energies back to Earth that seem to be radio waves, but it is more than that. As the particles burrow deep into the Earth, and they do burrow into the Earth, there is a disturbance in the rock that underlays the plate system. This layer of rock has become unstable, and there is torque or something like a pressure that has caused some of this underlayment to become dislodged. The layers of rock underneath the plate system are smaller sections of rock than the plates themselves. Think of this as a supporting layer that is not solid, but rather in stacked layers. Usually these layers are constructed in such a manner that there is support for the plates. There must be flexibility so that some plates go underneath other plates, and there must be somewhat of a give and take in the supporting layers. Therefore, the supporting layers need to consist of smaller pieces. These energy waves are unexpected beneath such layers, and there has been a combining of molecules as there has been an electrical discharge which caused change. If I were to describe the process, it would appear to be rock that seems pockmarked. Some layers are almost cracked to the breaking point. One such layer that is especially damaged is a supporting layer of rock near Yellowstone Park. Not too long ago, there were geysers spewing mud-like substances not far from the park itself, which was called Kingfisher Geysers, as it was named near the location of Kingfisher, Oklahoma. If these underlying fissures continue to show more cracking, the plate itself is in danger of rifting. Remember, Yellowstone is a large caldera, which was a gigantic volcano in the past that exploded and collapsed upon itself. A rift in that area would cause a large splitting of this fragile section of the park, and the result would be disastrous. Therefore, there are individuals who have more power than they themselves are aware, and their gathering and concentrated meditations in this area will repair this underlayment. My fellow light workers have responded to me, and I thank them. Your work is well received, and Gaia wants to discuss this area also. So if you feel so inclined, if you feel called to go to the area and work in a group, you're certainly please go and check this out. Now, for those who maybe can't travel or who don't have the means to do this, Archangel Michael later is going to coordinate the group who do not go with meditations with Rona and the group that is there in the park. And so I think I've got a lot of research that I've done about Yellowstone, and I don't think we're going to get into all of the research. So what we're planning to do on our website, archangelmichaelconclave.com, we're going to start a page where each show we're going to put up all of the information that I've received from different people from Spirit. We're going to have a link to the radio show so that when that's put up, so that you can replay that. And then what we will have is all of the links of all of the different information that I have gotten from many different sources. You might say the scientific aspect of it. And I do want to read Gaia's message, because I think this is another one that's very important, and then we'll get into some of the research. And this is from Gaia herself, and I'll try to read it a little quickly, but if you don't assimilate all of it, it's going to be at our website. One of my favorite places in your country is Yellowstone National Park. I believe people take it for granted, the diverse structures in this part of the world. They look at its beauty and do not understand how this place came into being and the years of growth and experimentation it took to produce what stretches before your eyes. There are living microbes that have been found existing in the hot vents that was a part of early life on Earth and was birthed as this Earth experiment was begun in intense heat. Many students come to my prize, and some study the structures, and some only come to gaze in amazement at what nature has wrought. I watched as the creators of this planet planned and directed the choreography of the dancing geysers. None of your musical masters have created masterpieces that have surpassed my music using only the laws of nature. You wonder at the colors in the heated pools, but these creators sought such playful outlets and danced in the ability to plan and birth their thoughts in the physical components that you see today. There are some who would destroy this majesty. We say to you that destruction can come about in the inkling of the eye, where creation of the site might take millions of years. Some tinker with powerful earth forces, not knowing nor caring what they do, only to revel at what seems like an imitation of the Creator God's powers. Then there are some who intentionally desire to destroy, as it is their aim to hold back earthlings rather than watch them advance to the higher elevations of expression. You teeter on the edge of a delicate balance on this planet. Like a seesaw, it can fall on either side of the fulcrum. We can continue to express what you see before you, or we can fall into complete disarray, and this expression can implode upon itself, and the life of the planet can be blown out like a candle. I say to you that you are the ones who have the final power to make this choice. Others may set up the paradigm of destruction, but you hold the choice of accepting or rejecting their madness. Think on what I have said. Send your concept of perfection to the core of my heart and envision the purple flame of clearing and health for my work. Some of you go about your daily chores and pleasures and don't give a second thought to what is beneath your feet. You take it for granted that we will be there for you, but you must send your blessings to me as we exist according to thought, and there is an interchange between you and me. We were birthed in thought, and we continue in thought. You, as the humans who live upon my surface, have a dialogue with me, though some are not aware and some do not care. What was created must be sustained, or it falls into disarray. You, as my companions, though you might not be aware, are responsible for the continuation of my life. Before there were so many people enjoying life on my surface, my systems existed in pristine order. It was easy to continue according to my blueprint because there was not the contamination and opposition to my health. But now there exists a myriad of opposing thoughts which send disharmony directly to me, which filters out into all of my systems, causing confusion in the carrying out of my messages. There are unseen beings in the lower layers of Earth who pass the signals of my life in a cooperating manner. They interact with the surface and the interior, and their signals are being broken by these standing waves that have been reflected back to Earth through HARP. They are confused many times, trying to decipher what they must do. This has happened with the elementals also, so I watch, wait, and listen. I listen to those who wish to destroy me, and I listen to those who are uncaring. I feel their coldness, and I, your mother, feel shame that my children would ignore me and my plight. There is a bright ray of hope that balance and love will be sent to me through the efforts of one called Rona Herman. Come with her, if not physically, then in thought. Support her efforts by being physically present or mentally alert to the love force, and in joining with her, the elementals, by being infused with love, can turn their burden into joy. Joy is their birthright, and the hatred and desire to destroy what they feel coming from so many on my surface must be dissipated if they are to continue their job. I am much like a commander who enjoins the troops to beckon to the call of spirit. There is great love between me and the spiritual forces. We sing together often. You hear us in the spray of the waterfall, the song of the whales, and even in the slumbering sleep of the bear in their dark dens when they hibernate for winter. I am the maiden of the woods, and I dance with flowers in my hair. Pan playfully plays his pipes as the wind sings among the trees. I desire to be here watching over my charges that you call planetary life and what you consider humanity. No one exists alone in spirit. There has a dialogue been set up between all of us. This dialogue forms a triangle, and the lines of the triangle are the creative forces, what some call spiritual forces, and the other two lines balancing the triangle are you and I. All our responsibilities are equal through humanity, though they have forgotten their responsibility, and we have had to carry all the burden of sustaining life alone. This force of life that you see was called forth in love, and it exists in love. Hatred scrambles the signals, and you, my children, must come forth in love to countermand these signals of hate. We must all cooperate with one another, or there will be no life, and you will not hear my songs. And so, I have, probably like you, I felt very saddened by these messages. And then I started to do research, and I can see we're not going to really get into much of that, but tell you of a couple really interesting sites. The BBC made a program on super volcanoes. And there's a lot of scientists who were involved in this discussion from different universities, scientists who were foremost in their field, and they came and studied Yellowstone from a lot of different perspectives. And I'll have this link on my site because I really think this would be something that would be well worth reading. Because some of the things that they found is that they have pretty much timed how many years that Yellowstone, you might say, explodes or has eruptions that they're regularly spaced. And they found this out through layers of a certain kind of pumice that is in the ground. And so they feel that the doorway for this is something like about a cycle of 600,000 years. And so the last cycle of eruption was 600,000 years ago. And this article is really interesting how they determine that. There's another website. It's Earth Mountain View.com. There's probably over 100 pages of information on Yellowstone. However, I think one of the interesting thing is the new satellites that are taking pictures of Yellowstone. And there is a satellite image there of the recent changes in the caldera. They have measured the movement of the bulging. In other words, there's bulges in certain places. And but I think very revealing is what the satellite is telling us. So we know that these bulges are growing. Then there's, I probably have about another 10 pages where they're talking about signs that's happening in Yellowstone, things like toxic gases coming up through the steam vents that actually animals are dying. They say that a lot of animals are leaving certain areas. And they're using sonar. One of the scientists, researcher Lisa Morgan, is using sonar and has identified a massive bulging under one of the big lake there, and she says that it's the size of 7 football fields. So we're talking about something very large, this underwater dome that is building. We're not hearing any information really on this, from the government, but we're sort of getting it from different sources. There's an article here from the Idaho Observer. We'll put on the website. Another interesting one where the air is being polluted in some places with mercury, and the scientists seem to think that this is a link to an eruption phase. There's some information that I got from National Geographic News. We'll mention that. There's another article from LiveScience.com talks about super volcanoes. This is kind of interesting about volcanic activity in general and how they are identifying Yellowstone as being the potential of a super volcano just because of the size of the magma dome that is underneath. In other words, magma can build up in a dome, and when you start to read some of this information as to just how large this area is, they go into, what the potential would be if this did erupt. So listening at all the news, like I said, there's quite a few articles here that we really don't have time to mention, but we will put up on the website, or you can actually do some research on yourself. There's They did mention geysers in Kingfisher, Oklahoma. And you might have been aware about this because that's relatively recent. And the news on that was a little blurb about in Kingfisher there's an outbreak of geysers spewing mud and gas into the air. And the local authorities really don't understand it. Some, you know, say that they have an explanation for it. But when the geysers appear throughout the countryside of rural Kingfisher with stretches of up to 12 miles between spots, and some as short of a quarter of a mile. So when you hear stories that that this is just one small area in Kingfisher, there are other reports in the newspaper that's telling us that this is a very large area that this is becoming involved with. Anyway, we don't have the time to go into all the research, but we will have the links available if you want to look into that some more. And like I said, the messages, as I have received them, will be on the website. I wanted to give you a little idea as to some of the things that we are working on, some of the individuals that we're trying to arrange interviews with. Bill Brown has been a friend of mine for some time, and he is an engineer, and he's presently in Egypt cooperating with the Egyptian government, and he has some technology that he is exploring beneath the Sphinx and the Giza complex. And apparently they've perhaps found something, and he says he'll be on the air with us as soon as he checks the schedule, let us know what is available, and hopefully we can coax him to give us some breaking news. Caroline Allen is another friend of mine. She goes into, and this is a lady who really is authentic. She goes into the theta state to view the human body, and so she can see into the human body, works with God to correct physical problems, and so she's going to be a very interesting person, I think, too, and we're trying to set up some time with her. And then I'm very interested in Kundalini. Hopefully this will be early April. We will have Lan, hopefully on the show. He is in Holland, and he works with twin flames, but the thing that I'm really interested in is he has a process to help people raise Kundalini between two lovers who are in a committed relationship. So I kind of thought that would really be interesting. And another friend, Carol Hayward, is going to tell us what one experiences when they do raise Kundalini. What do they see? What do they hear? If you're like me, you kind of want to know answers to that also. I kind of have gone through this very quickly so that we will bring everything in within the hour. And we're kind of down to a last piece or two, so maybe if we have time, we can take a caller. I'll just mention one thing, is what we're planning on doing next year is to either have a trip to a sacred site. Actually, throughout the year, we are going to be talking to some of the different sacred sites that we've been to and our experiences there, just like we did at the Mount. And so it'll either be a trip to a sacred site or a cruise where we can attend lectures of your favorite people. And so what we would like to do is, as you hear some of the very interesting people that we will be interviewing, if you would like to be in their company and attend a seminar that they might have to offer, we're going to give you the opportunity to vote for the person you want to hear. So, like last week, we heard from Jerry Smith, who talked about HAARP, and if he's the kind of person that you would hear the rest of the story, because we only had a short time with Jerry, either, what did we decide on that, Matthias? To send an email or to, about the, how the people can register their vote on who they want to hear a lecture with? I guess he must not be on the line. You can send your, vote to Carolyn at archangelmichaelsconclave.com, and we're going to tabulate these. And so if you're interested in raising Kundalini, want to know how to find your soulmate, these are going to be your choice to actually be able to hear the individuals. I don't know, Mattia, did we knock her off the line? I want to find out if there was anybody who had asked for a reading. Well, we know the signal is still good, but I guess Mattia must be doing a reading. I don't hear from her, so we'll have to go on without her. I covered all of this as quickly as I can. Was there any listener now who perhaps might want to offer, ask a question? If not, I'll go into some of, these sites that, the research. Well, it sounds like perhaps, that's not available right now. So what we'll do is this comes from a website that kind of has a lot of information in one little area. They're talking about, again, the super volcano.
Hello?
Yes. Are you calling in for a reading for Archangel Michael?
No, you have 30 seconds left.
Okay, well, then what we will say, since we only have 30 seconds, don't miss next week's show. I think you will enjoy and be excited about every single thing that we're going to be talking about. So I will say... good afternoon to all of my friends, and send our blessings to you.
Yes.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.